Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Big announcement. We're going to talk about a new office in the Attorney General's office that's going to be focused on protecting parents' rights. So by now you should know. Your parents typically know what's best for you. They're always right, even when you disagree with it sometimes. And when it comes to growing up, your education, healthcare choices, the curriculum you're going to have in front of you, we want to make sure that parents are involved. And as somebody that works for the government, I'm here to tell you that it is not the role of the government to raise kids. That role is reserved. That is a God-given right given to parents to figure out.
This is James Uthmeyer. That is how you say it. He says it Uthmeyer, not Uthmeyer. I listened to him say it, kind of like Usmeyer, but with a th instead. So he has this parental rights initiative, this Office of Parental Rights that he's wanting to establish in the state. And that's to make sure that the schools aren't doing anything to violate your parental rights or anybody else. And, you know, in making this announcement in a press event earlier this week, he brought in Kim Herman from the Southeastern Legal Foundation.
We know that we're going to have to protect our kids from things like scraped knees, from hurt feelings, sometimes even from broken hearts. But we never expected to have to protect our kids from their own schools. I know I certainly didn't. One of the issues that we at Southeastern Legal Foundation are seeing again and again across the entire country are these things called secret surveys.
That's a daily or weekly set of questions that they ask kids without letting their parents know what's in the questions. And questions can be very leading. Questions can be probing, can violate privacy. Questions can give ideas that might not otherwise, you know, hey, have you ever been tempted to hurt yourself? Well, I hadn't been. I mean, granted, kids are exposed to a lot of things anyway, but, you know, these secret surveys, or even if they're known surveys, can be very problematic. And so she says, look, it's partially the problem that they're secret and partially the problem that parents who ask to know what's in them then get told they don't have a right to know.
So why are they secret? Well, they're secret because when you have parents who go to these schools and ask to see these surveys, their kids come home and say, Mom, I had to answer these questions today. So the parent calls up the school and says, can I see a copy of this survey? The schools are saying no. They are hiding behind what's called copyright laws and basically saying, hey, some other company created these surveys, so we can't give this to you. You can't see it or get a copy of it.
If a school is ever asking kids questions in class without informing parents, without their consent, and won't let you have a copy of the questions or provide it to the kids in a paper form if they want to ask for it, that's a problem. Absolutely, that's a problem. The good news is that there's federal law that's supposed to require consent, and even in Florida, it's not supposed to happen.
Florida already bans the use of so many of these surveys and requires that parents have consent. But that doesn't mean it still isn't happening in this state. And so with this Office of Parental Rights, it gives all parents another tool to fight against these secret surveys. It gives you another avenue to get access to them if they are happening in your schools and make sure that you have consent. Attorney General is setting the absolute highest gold standard here. And for that, I thank you.
So I was listening to this press conference, and, you know, the only thing, I don't know James Uthmeyer at all. I mean, I know who he is, but I don't know him. I've never met him or anything like that. The only thing I know about him is his connection to the Hope Florida stuff as the Attorney General, because Hope Florida Foundation stuff, because his name's come up so many times in connection with the investigation into the $10 million that got side bet basically given to HFF and then got split off to two entities that then went to the PAC arguing against the marijuana initiative that James Uthmeyer was running. You know, and so we've talked about that a bunch on this show. That's the only thing I really know about James Uthmeyer. He was a former chief of staff for the governor, okay? I'm sure a great guy. I'm sure a smart guy. Based on the few things I heard him say, in this press conference, seems like a very capable conservative. I'm sure under all other circumstances, I would think, you know, great, wonderful. But when Kim Herman said, A, this isn't supposed to happen in Florida already, and B, ends with that kind of praising gold standard kind of fluffy language, the like weird spider sensey tinglies went off in my brain, and I thought, normally I would think this is a great thing. You know, if Ashley Moody had made this exact presentation, I'd be like, yes. Of course, she's now in the Senate and James Othmeyer is the AG. But precisely because I know Othmeyer has been getting so much negative press over his connection to the Hope Florida Foundation scandal, and the question still lingers whether there will be follow-up action on this or not, whether it will affect him or not, whether there was a crime or not, all things which are pretty big questions. There was a part of me that's like, because I actually, when I saw he had done this press conference, I thought, oh, he's going to address the issue. Nothing. Nothing. Instead, this. And I thought, huh. So, A, was this just an ordinary routine announcement of a good initiative that parents everywhere should be excited about because of a pressing problem in Florida? Or B, because it's not really a pressing problem in Florida, or maybe it is, and I don't know, it could be. B, was it a distraction from the other news as a, hey, pay attention to this and get some positive PR out of name recognition connected to me as I plan on running for either this office or the governorship in the next election? And the answer is, I don't know which it is. I know what it looks like, timing-wise, but I don't know which it is. So you have to, like many times, you have to make a decision for yourself, what you believe is going on here. 7:15 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. Coming up next, Beach Report with Dave Green with John Pickens. Has traffic on the fives.
That's right. Still no accidents to let you know about right now. I-10, I-110, Highway 90, 98 are all still flowing smoothly. Good news on that. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Oh, we did get a couple of texts in here on the question of whether changing Veterans Day to Victory in World War I Day and changing VE Day to Victory in World War II Day, what Trump apparently wants to do, President Trump wants to do. I asked the question, if you're a Trump supporter and you're a veteran, especially if you're an older veteran, what do you think? And the resounding answer so far is, dude, no. Somebody says, Veterans Day started as Armistice Day for World War I, the war to end all wars. When we had more and bigger wars, Congress changed it to Veterans Day. Leave it alone. Somebody else says, my vote is to leave the Veterans Day name alone. And somebody else says, what, now we're only going to celebrate the veterans who won a war, not the ones who were engaged in losing wars or near wars? Good grief. Hey, that's a good point, too. Veterans War includes all of them, right? This seems ridiculous to me, but I always want to defer on military things to military people. Because I am not a veteran. So if a whole bunch of veterans came forward and said, no, this makes all the sense in the world, I'll defer. That's fine. But until I hear that, and it's President Trump saying it, which seems like a ridiculous thing to me, and a name change, which you know me, I'm always opposed to the name change as a default setting, that's where I'm going to stand. 437-1620. If you run a business, you have employees, you have to deal with health insurance, dental, vision, life, disability, managing human resources, managing payroll, all the stuff that, the red tape kind of stuff that you know is important, that everybody really cares about, that affects people's lives, but you probably didn't get into business to handle and probably don't love doing. Hey, call Torgerson Causey. Give them a call and find out if they can help you. Maybe they can't. I don't know. I can't promise. Maybe they can. They came in and started looking at our stuff, and we started working with them actually about 4 years ago, and they've been great here at Cat Country and News Radio. Options we didn't have before, plans we didn't have before, choices, customer service. I didn't realize how much better the customer service could be. I'm going to put it that way. We ask questions. They have answers. Very personal, very outstanding. So I am a big fan. Torgerson Causey, more than 2 decades helping local businesses like yours handle their employee benefits. 433-9996 or check them out online at tcbenefitsgroup.com.
Discouraged? Defeated? Disappointed? You're listening to Strength for Life.
Hey, this is Pastor James Johnson with Strength for Life. I want you to know that there are resources available on our website that are specifically designed to strengthen you in your walk with God. Maybe you're feeling weak in your prayer life because of unanswered prayer. I wrote a little booklet entitled When God Says No, which will strengthen you in how to deal with those times in your life when it seems that God is silent. Maybe you're struggling because someone you love is away from the Lord. They're wayward and your heart is broken. On our website, you'll find a booklet entitled Ministry to the Wayward, and it will strengthen you in knowing exactly how to help that person who is in a prodigal situation. You can find these strengthening resources and much more at our website, which is www.strengthforlife.church. Check it out today.
each Sunday at 7:30 a.m. The Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, happens every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Be sure to bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. This week, it's the Astronauts. They'll be rocking the Gulfside Pavilion at Bands on the Beach with their high-energy party tunes from the 80s, 90s, and beyond. Bands on the Beach happening this Tuesday night at 7 with the Astronauts.
Get the Midday News live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 to 2, before Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Ocean Man, take me by the hand, lead me to the land that you understand. Ocean Man, the voyage to the corner of the globe is a real trip. Ocean Man.
Good morning, 720 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's a Pensacola Morning News. Dave Greenwood is the Pensacola Beach Water Safety Chief for Escambia County. He joins us every Friday at about this time. Dave, welcome back to the show, sir.
Thank you, Andrew. Happy Friday to you.
Happy Friday to you. So going back in time a little bit to last weekend, Saturday was a lot of activity. I read 40 rescues. Is that right?
Yeah, we were quite busy on Saturday, but, you know, it's that's what we train for, and we're ready when the situation arises to meet the challenge.
Even though there were 40 rescues, it's my understanding that nobody had to be transported. Is that right?
Oh, no. Some people were transported.
Oh, they were.
We had at least
okay.
Three people transported, yes.
Oh, gosh. Wow. Okay. So, I mean, lessons. When you guys have rescue days, do you do like a after-action kind of roundup, talk about what happened and learn from the experience? Is that typical, sometimes
yeah.
only?
Yeah. Yeah, we do a hot wash afterwards.
Okay. Okay. And I assume those are always, that's the best training because it's vivid, right, to people's heads?
Yeah. Yeah, what worked well, what, you know, how come areas we can improve on, you know, things of that nature, and just to make sure everybody's well-being. You know, because this is some stressful things. You get somebody who's 18 years old and they've
right.
never seen an unresponsive person before. You know, that's a new part of their life experience.
Oh, most definitely. Do you know the rescue tubes, the things that have been put up on the beaches over the last couple of years, have those been very much used? Have they been used very much?
I was waiting for that question, Andrew.
Oh, nice.
I haven't seen them used yet, but... I'm sure once somebody puts it in use, you will hear about it.
Yeah, and it's, I mean, very low cost, so, you know, better to have it and not need it, right? So I'll take that. Anything coming up this weekend, or I guess I should ask, what are beach conditions looking like this weekend? I guess we're going to have rough weather overnight into tomorrow morning anyway.
It looks similar, although I don't think it's going to be as sunny as it was last Saturday, but the surf is going to increase, and we've just got a little bit of wave energy pushing onshore, so we expect to have a busy day on Saturday again. Might be a washout weather-wise, but the surf will start to pick up, and we've got the south wind. We're going to keep an eye on any man-of-war that might be washing up. I was thinking about that description you tried to give me of jellyfish-like creature you saw
yeah.
over there. It's probably a moon jelly. It was probably a comb jelly.
Cone jelly, okay.
When you said,
oh, comb
yeah,
like a hair comb?
Yeah, yeah. If you just Google that, you'll get a picture of it. But when you kept saying it like a pepper shaker, I thought, oh, wait, I know what he's talking
that
about.
That is what
like,
it is. Now I'm looking it up right now. That's
like
a comb jelly, yes.
It's a column, yeah, it's a columnar. It's kind of a columnar shape, you know. It floats through the water, rectangular shape, and it floats through the water. And, again, you know, the less color, the less sting.
Okay, so the lighter, the more, the closer to white that it is, the less I need to be terrified of it. Okay, well that's useful for me.
But no, we anticipate to have a busy weekend on Saturday, but we'll have all of our lifeguard towers open, and that's when our staff really scales up because they're available. They're not in school Saturdays and Sundays.
And just one time, we'll maybe come back to this a few times over the course of the season, but we do want to remind people that we're using a new system of flags in Pensacola in the last year. And so now it is the double red is the prohibited, red is highly dangerous, right?
Yeah, you're not recommended going on a red. And that were the people that are actually paying attention, they'll look at the red flag and say, son, I'm not taking you in the water. You're only 8 years old. We're going to quiet water.
Got it. Very good. I know it's still, for some people, that's still a new thing. Or people are always coming to the show or coming to town for the first time. We want to make sure they get their information. Dave Greenwood, Pensacola Beach Water Safety Chief for Escambia County. Dave, as always, thank you for the professionalism you bring to the service. And please pass on our appreciation to all the really, really good work that your folks do every single day, keeping us safe. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Andrew. Have a great weekend. I'll talk to you next Friday.
Yes, sir. 7:25 on News Radio 92.3. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
We are still looking accident-free right now, but if you're on I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29 through that construction zone, you're going to see minor congestion delays there. But other than that, traffic is looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David? We'll get to him in just a minute. He's watching the county commission meeting from last night. That's Lumen May talking. I recognize that voice anywhere. Odd bit of mixed news out of the military, having to do with the reports of sexual assault and sexual harassment. And I say it's an odd bit of mixed news because it's good and not good all at the same time. It looks like the reports of sexual incidents have actually declined, which is good. Fell last year over the entire military. The problem with this is that it's not all services having a decline. It's actually the Army having a huge decline and other services actually having an increase. The Army had a decline of 13% in reported sexual assaults, which is very, very good. The Navy had an increase of 4%, Air Force 2%, and Marine Corps rose by less than 1%. So it's a mixed average, so to speak, but it is some up and some down, which is, you know, it's unfortunate that any are up. The goal is to have them down. Of course, remember, part of the issue with reports of these sorts of things is that for a long time, they just happened and went unreported. And so always in the beginning, when you encourage the reporting of a problem, you actually get more reports. It doesn't mean it's happening more often. It just means that people are becoming more willing to report it. So what we can only hope is that the reduction in the Army is an actual reduction of incidents and not a reluctance to report. But, you know, time will tell, right? David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
The former national security advisor responsible for the Signal group chat leak has now been nominated to be U.S. ambassador to the U.N. President Trump announced that nomination on the same day Mike Waltz resigned as security advisor. Marco Rubio now pulling double duty with the NSA and the Department of State. The Department of Education is resuming student loan debt collections this coming Monday. Starting May 5th, any borrowers in default could be referred to debt collectors or have money deducted from their paychecks. And, boy, this one's a little odd. Luigi the Musical apparently is sold out. This is a musical that was written based on accused CEO murderer Luigi Mangione. And this is...
What?
Taking place in San Francisco, creators say the musical follows Mangione's time at the detention center in Brooklyn. The show runs from June 13th to the 28th, but apparently the whole thing is already sold out. Just kind of bizarre.
Yeah, I am not surprised somebody did this, and B, I'm extra not surprised that it's not sold, that it's sold out in San Francisco. I mean, how many people live in San Francisco anyway? It's like 6 million, right? I mean, it's a huge number, so... You know, if you can't pack a community theater with whatever wingnut idea you come up with, you're not really doing your job in San Francisco. David, thanks so much for that horrifying update. 7:28 on News Radio 92.3. Oh, in the Transgressors Memorial Service, late service coming up at 8:20, we talked about the proposed Garden of American Heroes concept that Trump has now brought back from his first term. And this list of 250 people is a fascinating list. I have no idea how they came up with this list. I'm just going to read you some of the examples. I mean, there's 250, so I'm not going to read them all. Muhammad Ali, Todd Beamer from 9/11, Okay, let's go. Or let's roll, sorry. Kobe Bryant, but not Michael Jordan. William F. Buckley Jr., Sitting Bull, Frank Capra, the director, Johnny Cash, Walt Disney, Jimmy Doolittle from Doolittle's Raiders, okay, Amelia Earhart, Thomas Edison, Jonathan Edwards, the preacher, Albert Einstein, Medgar Evers, Ben Franklin, Milton Friedman, the economist, Robert Frost, the poet, Theodore Geisel, you know who that is, Dr. Seuss. Ruth Bader Ginsburg and Antonin Scalia, Ray Charles, Roberto Clemente, Ernest Hemingway, Patrick Henry, Charlton Heston, Alfred Hitchcock, Billie Holiday, Bob Hope. These just sections of these caught my attention. And yeah, I mean, Alexander Hamilton and, Christa McAuliffe, Edward Murrow. You know, it's good to have a radio guy in there. Jesse Owens, Rosa Parks, General Patton, Steve Jobs, Helen Keller. Like, it's, I don't know that everybody I'd want on this list is on this list, and I don't know that everybody that is on this list, I would want on this list, but I love the idea. The one weird frustration I have with it is, you know, when you go to see Mount Rushmore, it's only four. This would be like, 250 people. Sacagawea, Babe Ruth, Jackie Robinson, Eleanor and Franklin Roosevelt, Thurgood Marshall, Sojourner Truth, Frank Sinatra, Mark Twain, Sam Walton, Jimmy Stewart, Tecumseh, Nikola Tesla. Like, it's a big list. You can't possibly see this garden properly in a day. This would be a multiple days learning the biographies of these different statue people in whatever this garden ultimately looks like.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump plans to release a partial budget proposal today, a request to Congress laying out his priorities for the next fiscal year starting in October.
Per the Wall Street Journal, the president wants to make deep cuts in foreign aid, renewable energy, and education. The president is aiming to cut non-defense discretionary spending by more than $160 billion, lower than the $1 trillion Elon Musk had promised to slash. Programs like Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security won't be affected in this proposal. President Trump also reportedly wants to increase spending in border security and defense.
Fox's Madeline Rivera. The president has signed an executive order to end federal funding for National Public Radio and for PBS. Singer-songwriter Jill Sobule died in a house fire in Minnesota. I kissed the girl for the first time. She was 66. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 7:31 at News Radio 92.3 Sunshine. Right now, we've got 73 degrees in Pensacola. Beautiful morning right now. It does look like there might be some rain in the forecast for our weekend, but we'll get more on that with Brooke Richardson here in just a few minutes. Well, Highway 29 might get some much-needed attention. Expanding that highway to six lanes is listed as a priority project by the Regional Rural Transportation Plan. That was recently released by the Rural Transportation Technical Advisory Committee.
From 7 o'clock until 8:30 in the morning, and then from 4 o'clock on to about 6 in the evening. It's the rush hour traffic, people commuting. Just yesterday, one of our customers pulled out and got into a wreck right here in front of our restaurant.
Doug Gardner there, and he lives and works right off of 29. He owns Jen's Grill. He tells Channel 3 that expansion seems to be the only solution that can help with all of the growth in that area and that proposed expansion and some other rural transportation plans will be discussed at a meeting later this month. The proposed project would go from I-10 to the state line of Alabama. Spring graduation ceremonies are on tap at Florida State University today and tomorrow, and of course those coming just 2 weeks after that mass shooting with senior Nathaniel Mizrahi from Sarasota says he was at the school and in class just across the street from the student union when it happened.
We had a giant window in the back of our class, which limited our space. So it left this more than 50 people to pack like sardines on top of each other and under each other, heads down, scared for our lives.
And, of course, that shooting left two men dead and injured six others. The 20-year-old student shooter faces first-degree murder charges. Kerry Shanahan has been appointed interim director of Parks and Recreation for the city of Pensacola. He's got a lot of experience, over 20 years. He previously directed MWR programs aboard NAS Pensacola. He'll be overseeing park operations and community programs as well. A controversial state law, a little bit closer to being repealed. The free kill law passed the repeal of the free kill law passed the state Senate yesterday. The free kill law limited which family members could sue for medical malpractice. House lawmakers say that bill was unjust. The House already voted to repeal it. Governor DeSantis now would have to sign the bill before the repeal takes effect. It's 7:34 at News Radio 92.3. Let's get a check on our Channel 3 forecast.
We will have a small chance of rain for this afternoon. Showers and thunderstorms possible. 30% chance of rain. High near 81. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping to 68. Rainy day on Saturday with an 80% chance of showers and thunderstorms. High near 80 degrees. Saturday night, temperatures dropping near 65. Rain chances dropping out of that Sunday with a high near 78 and a low near 62. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. And it's 73 degrees right now. Let's get a quick check on our traffic on the fives. John Pickens, what are you seeing on the roads?
Well, not seeing much right now. No accidents to report. Just some minor slowdown if you're on I-10 eastbound going eastbound. You're going to see some minor delays through that construction zone. But other than that, we are looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you so much, John. 7:35, our next news at 8. Breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
As she stared at me through the window, I realized the time we spent in the backyard on her trailer just wasn't fulfilling. We used to have so much fun on the water. I just couldn't crank her up.
But Key Marine did. Fun days on the bay are back. And my Yamaha outboard runs better than ever.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. Key Marine, your Yamaha outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola. Google Key Marine or find them on Facebook.
You take care of your car, right? So why not give your auto loan some TLC? Refinance an existing loan from another institution with PennAir Credit Union and lower your interest rate by up to 2%. Plus, you can skip payments for the first 90 days. In addition to a better rate, you'll enjoy convenient banking and a friendly local team always ready to help. Learn more at PennAir.org/auto-refi. That's PennAir.org/auto-refi. All loans are subject to approval. Offer valid on loan applications submitted between April 1st and June 30th, 2025 only. Call toll-free 1-877-4-PENN-AIR for complete details.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 is accepting applications for employment. Periodically, we have openings in sales, business, news, promotions, engineering, production, and programming. We'll keep your application for consideration when such an opening occurs. We also provide internships for qualified students. Apply online at News Radio 92.3 or at our studios at 7251 Plantation Road between 8:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
Well, life on a farm, I kind of laid back. Ain't much an old country boy to me can't hack. Early to rise, early in the sack. I thank God I'm a country boy.
And I can take you for a ride on my big green tractor. We're just country boys and girls getting down on the farm. She thinks my tractor's sexy.
So I know those of you who listen to this show on the regular are like, what? It's Friday. It's not Monday. I'm so confused. Okay, let me tell you what's going on. We are going to be starting weekly interviews with Congressman Jimmy Patronis on Monday at 7:35. So that will be a new thing. And as a result, I had to find a different day that we could talk to our good friend Ryan Jenkins, the owner of Jenkins Farms up in Jay, Florida. So we kind of put him on Friday. So now it's a whole different feel to everything. But on the first Friday of the month, we'll continue to check in with Ryan or as news arises that is related to the farm thing. So Ryan Jenkins, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News as your first Friday in a long time.
Good morning. How you doing? I like this. It feels completely different. I think I'm going to like this even better.
Oh, outstanding. Outstanding. Very good. I wanted to definitely talk to you about what you're doing in the farming right now, because I know you're getting into planting season. Before we do that, I wanted to talk about this agriculture bill, because, you know, there's a lot of different elements to this bill that just got passed in the House and the Senate this week. And I think you and I disagree about part of it, which is great. I want to hear from the farmer what you think. The part I think we disagree about is when I heard this whole conversation about prohibiting the labeling of almond milk as milk, that it has to be some other word. You can't use the word eggs if it's not an egg product. You can't use the word poultry, and you can't use the word meat if it's not come from a chicken or come from beef. This looked to me, and I said it yesterday, this looks like protectionism, anti-capitalism, and infringement on free speech. This looks like all the things we saw last year with this ban on synthetic meat. It seemed very, very bad to me, but I think you and I disagree, and so I want to hear from you about it. You think this is actually kind of a good thing.
Well, if I understand what you're saying, I do think it's a good thing. I mean, if it's milk, you ask 100 people, what is milk or where does milk come from? If they have any sense, they're going to say it comes from a cow. And, you know, that's the general feel of it, and I do think it's different when it's coming from something like you were talking about, almonds, for example. I know one time the National Peanut Board realized that almond milk was taking a place in the store, so they said, let's make some peanut milk. And they made peanut milk for a while.
Oh, I didn't see. We were wondering about that. We were wondering if it was actually a thing, and we thought maybe not. But you say this has been made?
It has been made. Yeah. Oh, I've drank a lot of it.
Oh, okay. Is
it'll
it good?
It'll make your tongue beat your brains out. It's good. It's very good. The chocolate milk is very good.
Can you still buy it? Is it still available?
No, they did it for 2 or 3 years, and I don't. It kind of fell by the wayside. But when it was there, I would order it by the case and have it at the house.
Oh,
I loved it.
Okay.
But I think, I mean, those farmers work hard to do what they do and to make their product, to make their brand. And it's real milk, and we're just talking about the milk part of it right now. But that's in my opinion, that's where it needs to stay. If it's milk, it needs to be milk. If it's going to come from something completely different or be made in a laboratory somewhere, then it needs to be called something else and not play on the good nature of the farmer that made it.
So this is, you know, whenever I get new information, I'm always willing to reassess. I'm willing to back off my opposition a little bit. I just don't think that there's a lot of people who would make the mistake of, you know, who buys almond milk and doesn't know it's not real milk. Like everybody, that's why they buy it, is literally because it's not regular milk.
But you understand there's a lot of people out there that think you go to the grocery store and get groceries and we don't need farmers. They don't understand that the groceries come from the farmer. So there's a group of people out there that might not understand that.
Well, if you're trying to persuade me that there are some people in the world that aren't quite as well informed about the nature of things as they should be, you don't have to twist my arm to believe that. That's fine. Okay, I'll take it. Hey, one of the other elements of this bill, as I read it, is that it would prohibit drones being flown over, I think they call them green fields, over what I understood to be farmland, unless obviously you're the owner of the field or you're the farmer, because you use drones for all kinds of things, or could do. Is this a problem, people overflying fields with drones? Is that a current issue?
I don't know. I should just say I don't know enough to speak on that.
Okay.
I can see problems with it. I can see where they're using drones to spy on you, to get your technology, to gain your technology that you're using. You could also,
I mean, I suppose there's a food source.
I'm gonna pass on that.
Okay, I suppose there's a food safety concern as well, potentially, you know, but I, you know.
Correct.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, fair enough. I was just curious if that was a common problem, because I know you're so connected to all these agriculture things that you might know something about it. What are you guys doing right now? We always like to do this once a month because it keeps people in touch with the rhythm of the farming life. What are y'all doing right now?
Absolutely. We finished planting our corn. It's up and growing and looking pretty. And this week basically started what I call our real planting season. So planting our cotton and peanuts. And then, you know, in a few more weeks, we'll be planting our soybeans. And in the next couple of weeks, we'll begin to harvest our wheat and oats that have been growing all winter long. So very, very busy time on the farm. Kind of need some rain. I'm hoping that this rain materializes that they're calling for this weekend so that we can really get started hard right now. We're kind of having to pick and choose our fields that have the most moisture so that we can start our planting process. But all in all, going pretty smooth.
So the cover crops that you put in over the winter, the ones you said you're just getting ready to harvest soon, that, you know, enrich the soil and keep it from blowing away, do all the good things cover crops do. When that comes out, then those fields are going to get, what, second corn? What's going to go in those fields when you get the chance? Not second corn, I mean second cotton, I mean, or second beans. What's going to, or peanuts, what's going to go in those fields?
They'll go, mostly peanuts and cotton will go in those fields and some soybeans and a few of them. So.
Okay.
It's double cropping, so that crop will be done away with. It'll be harvested, and we'll immediately go in there. But, you know, as we've talked about before, it's kind of a hard thing to do because you have to have very dry conditions to harvest those crops, and you need wetter conditions to plant the new ones.
So
you don't want a big time frame there in between because then you'll be getting too late with your planting.
Okay. So you want the wet to do the planting, but you want the dry to do the cover crop harvesting, and you don't want a lot of time break in there, otherwise you won't get the second crop in this year to have enough time to grow properly.
That's right. So it's a balancing act and one that you're not in control of, so it's tough sometimes.
You can't just up and order the rain and order the dry and order the sun and order the shade whenever you want it? It doesn't work that way?
Some people can, but I can't. I'm old school. I can't do any of that. All I can do is pray.
You need better connections, Ryan. That's what I think. We're talking to Ryan Jenkins.
That's it.
He's the owner of Jenkins Farms up in Jay, Florida. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
Still rolling accident-free right now. Just seeing minor slowdowns on I-10 eastbound as you go eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29. Other than that, we're looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thanks so much, John. Back to Ryan Jenkins. So, Ryan, I know harvest time is the every scrap of time you can gets devoted to harvesting, you know, daytime, nighttime, whatever it happens. You got to be working all that. What's life like during planting season? Is it like that? Same thing?
It's the exact same thing. Come early, stay late till you can't. So a lot of work going on right now. I mean, there's a lot of pieces of machinery that are moving. Just to get one job done. So there is a ton going on. And that brings up another point. It wasn't where I was going, but I do want to remind people, this is one of our busiest times of the year now and then in the fall. So if you are passing through or visiting our area or new to the area, please look out for our machinery moving up and down the roads. It's very difficult for us to do. And we're trying to do it safely, and we want to get where we're going, and we want you to get where you're going. Just sit back, enjoy the ride, look at what's going on, think about what might be happening in that machine, and you'll be to where you're going soon. So let's just all work safely together on the highways.
Yeah, if we didn't have those machines on the road interfering with us going as fast as we want to go, well, we wouldn't eat. or we wouldn't have clothes,
exactly.
or both, and we do need
you'd be hangry.
Yeah, we that's right. We do need those just a little bit. Hey, you know, it occurs to me that you have a lot of you have kids, and kids help you with your farming, but you know, you have historically a lot of youth that help out with the farming process, both now and in harvest time. But you got school is still going on, right? So if harvest or if planting time is the super intense, everybody all hands on deck every hour of the day. How does that mix with these kids who are in school that if they weren't in school, you'd be able to utilize them more?
It's not as big of an issue as it used to be, honestly. I mean, really, as much as it pains me to say, there's not that many kids that really want to help out and work on the farm anymore. It's not like it was several years ago. So it's not as that, along with the technology, where we're doing more with less every day. Every day we're doing more with less. That has helped. And then the kids that are involved in farms, a lot of them will take different types of classes and be in different programs so that, like, they can get out at lunch and go start working on the farm and helping out.
Okay, so
there are avenues for those people, yeah. OJT, on-the-job training.
Okay, all right, very good. And just two more things right before we let you go. One is, you know, we've been kind of joking around about this agriculture bill because of the the ban on certain kinds of terminology. And it reminded me that one of the funnier things that I ever learned from you is that you actually have an implement that you drive around that your son actually used to drive anyway, called the nut buggy, that would be to collect all the nuts and take them to transportation. Like, it'd be the go-between. But you have a new one, is that right?
We do. We got a new nut buggy. It hasn't come in yet, but we ordered it last year, so hopefully before this harvest season it'll be here. But yeah, it carries your nuts around for you. It's a great machine.
It does the
Makes
work
life
that's necessary.
So much easier. Yeah.
You need to get that thing sponsored. You need to definitely, you know, that needs to, is there advertising space on the nut buggy?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yes, there is. We could put the Andrew McKay show right on the side.
King of the nuts.
from one nut to another.
Andrew McKay helps Ryan Jenkins carry his nuts around. Fantastic. I love
That's
There's
it.
All kinds of promotional opportunities here. Before
There's a lot to do.
One last thing before we let you go. You always like to end with a farm fact or a did you know. What do you got for us this week?
Let's see here. I do have one. One bushel, you know, I talked about planting the corn. The corn's up growing. One bushel of corn, which one bushel of corn means that's 56 pounds of corn. One bushel of corn can sweeten over 400 cans of Coca-Cola.
Okay. Okay, so I'm just doing the quick math in my head. So a pound will do about 8 cans of Coke. 56 to 400, a pound to 8 cans. Ish. I think I did the math right there.
What now?
I
don't know.
You said a bushel.
You better get back on the nut buggy on that one. I'm not sure you got that right.
All right.
Anyway.
You know.
56 pounds will do 400 cans of Coke.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So every time you're drinking a 12-pack of Coke, you're drinking about a pound and a half of corn.
There you go. That's it. See, I mean, it's really more healthy than people give it credit.
There you go. See? Ryan Jenkins, he's the owner of Jenkins Farms up in Jay, Florida, now joining us on the first Friday of every month to give us an update on what's going on. Ryan, I really appreciate you. I love your sweet spirit and your heart. And the fact that you put your entire livelihood out there every year and depend on God and the rain and the right circumstances to make it work. And mostly it does, and sometimes it doesn't. Either way, you keep doing it the next year. Ryan, thanks for putting clothes on my kids' back and food on their plate. I appreciate you.
Thanks for having us. And instead of that, y'all having a good week, have a good weekend. I like this Friday thing.
All right.
Have a good weekend.
We'll talk to you again next month. 7:51 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay.
Got a bug problem or worse, a rodent situation? Insect makes pest control for your home easy and effective. First, Insect thoroughly inspects the problem and provides you with a free estimate and a treatment plan. Then once on the job, Insect identifies targets and eliminates common household pests, including rodents, roaches, ants, and fleas, with guaranteed results. Insect's professionally trained technicians will safely and effectively eliminate pests inside and outside, while also taking preventative steps to stop other pests from infesting your home. Afterwards, a report with pictures will be emailed to let you know what was found and the work that was performed. To make it even easier, Insect offers annual and quarterly pest control services to stop pests from infesting your home. Guaranteed. Outside, inside, from inspection to treatment to follow-up. Insect Pest and Lawn makes whole home protection safe and easy. Just say no to bugs. Join the Insect family today online at insect.net. That's ENSEC.net.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider. Right now, offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
Not everyone who handles your personal information is as careful as you are, which might explain why there's a victim of identity theft every 5 seconds in the United States. Fortunately, there's LifeLock. LifeLock will monitor hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity. And if your identity's stolen, a U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it guaranteed or your money back. Save 40% your first year with my name, Clay, as your promo code at LifeLock.com. LifeLock, for the threats you can't control, terms apply.
Pensacola Navy Days is presented by Navy Federal Credit Union and the Pensacola Ice Flyers. May 9th through 11th, join us as we honor the pride and dedication of our military community and Pensacola's military heritage. Start the celebration Friday, May 9th at AC Reed for the inaugural Pensacola Navy Days Golf Tournament or at the Black Tie Night at the Museum Gala. Saturday, May 10th, we'll take to the streets for the Pensacola Navy Days 4K race and parade, then head over to Plaza de Luna for Family Fun Fest. Get the details and tickets at PensacolaNavyDays.com.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WER-TV, News Radio Team, on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Would you like some drinks, senor, while you wait? I will put it on the Underhill's bill.
Yes, very good. I'll have a Bloody Mary and a steak sandwich and a steak sandwich, please.
Very good, senor.
Tell me.
The most jazz hands you'll ever get from me. 754.
And they were pretty jazzy, brother. Trust
754
me.
On News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Somebody says, unless I've missed something, why is nobody upset about the terms peanut butter or apple butter? I mean, we all know that butter is dairy and comes from cows. And so that's actually came up with Representative Andrade earlier this morning. He was saying that I can't believe it's not butter, that you know, that's one that he would probably say is, you know, a little too close for comfort to being, you know, confusing to people. Although the name itself says it's not, you know, as Ryan pointed out, not everybody is operating at the top of the IQ chart all the time. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. That's absolutely true.
You're right. Let's see here. No accidents to report. We're still looking good, accident-free. I-10, slowdowns a little bit on I-10 eastbound. Let's see here, between Pine Forest and Highway 29, it's been a 7 to 9 minute delay there through the construction zone. But other than that, we are looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Hey, if you're thinking about the next vehicle, Frontier Motors has a great selection of good quality used cars, 1, 2, 3, maybe 4 years young, low miles, great condition that they will warranty to 100,000 miles or 10 years because they know they're going to take good care of it. You can count on it. That's the only kind of car they buy to resell. Okay, so they only look for A quality cars. Cars that they would put their family in, cars that Dave Ramsey and I both recommend, cars that you see people driving around and have the bumper sticker or the logo on them. And also, you know, think of them as a resource. You need a Carfax report on a used car you're buying from somebody else, they'll give it to you for free. For a car you're not going to buy from them. Like, why? Well, because they can, because it's helpful, because it might give you information you didn't otherwise have. You want to know whether a car is reliable, whether it holds its value, whether it has features people like or dislike, you know, the kind of thing you don't notice the first time you test drive it, but after a month people are like hating themselves that they bought it. Ask them. They see thousands of cars. They see thousands of people. They know what people like and don't like. Okay, so they can give you advice on that. And you can think of them as that, you know, resource, like a car buying counselor, so to speak. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, right behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. 756 on News Radio 92.3. See, I went and forgot what I was going to tell you, John, something or other. Yeah, well, you know, if it's important, it'll come back to me. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Dozens of people have been arrested in Philadelphia for obstructing traffic in a May Day protest. Protests were held in cities all across the nation yesterday.
You mean Liberty Day? No. Loyalty Day. Sorry. Loyalty Day. Eisenhower and Trump. Loyalty Day. It's not May Day.
May Day. May Day.
Go on.
In Philadelphia, Senator Bernie Sanders was a speaker.
Of course. Of course he was. Stop it. Go on.
Yeah, 70 people were arrested for blocking the highway there. Major League Baseball fan in critical condition after falling from the outfield wall at PNC Park in Pittsburgh. That happened in the seventh inning of Wednesday's game between the Pirates and the Cubs. Play stopped immediately after the man fell over 20 feet. And again, he's in critical condition today. And
we were talking about this yesterday. Did they finish the game?
I believe after they...
I would assume they did.
After they got him off the field.
Yeah, all right. I just checked. I was curious, and I didn't know, but anyway, go ahead. Sorry.
Well, no. And today is National Space Day.
The day recognizes advancements and achievements in space exploration. It promotes math, science, technology, and engineering, all things required for people to go to space. Last year, more than 8,000 people applied for the NASA astronaut program. 12 to 16 were selected. And if you go, you might not be alone. UFOs have been reported by many astronauts while in space, but NASA isn't talking. I'm Bree Tennis.
What? Go to space and see the UFOs? Is that what she just said?
That is, well, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's
all
what
right.
she
well,
said.
I mean,
it's a reason
good,
to be an astronaut.
Good
see
safety
the UFOs.
Tip, Egon. All right, David, thanks so much for the update. Oh, you know, this. Speaking of this loyalty day, which does not have to do with loyalty to the president, it's loyalty to the Constitution, renewing the pledge to preserve and protect our glorious inheritance of fairness, equality, and freedom against all threats, foreign and domestic, as Trump said in the proclamation yesterday. For, you know, what we don't call May Day in this country anyway. But socialists like Bernie Sanders do. It kind of reminded me of something that came up in the ABC interview that Terry Moran did with President Trump. It was a little thing, but I thought it was fascinating.
Joe Rogan said this. Joe Rogan, one of the leading podcasters, Trump supporter, about the deportation of Venezuelans. He said, quote, rounding up gang members and shipping them to El Salvador with no due process, he said it was dangerous, and added, quote, we got to be careful that we don't become monsters while we're fighting monsters. Is Joe Rogan right?
Oh, I agree with that 100%. Yeah, we want to be careful, and we are careful.
See, I just love hearing him say it because it's the kind of thing that his critics, his opponents will say he doesn't even have that bone, doesn't even have that awareness of the dangers of coloring outside the lines, right, of pushing at the boundaries of the rule of law. Well, he, at least in that moment, clearly does. And he says, yes, that's a worry. We have to make sure that we don't become the very thing that we're trying to thwart in creating the thing that we say we want.